You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 124.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード124番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
So today we're talking about toilets, bathrooms, and etiquette surrounding that.
そうです。今日のテーマはトイレ、お手洗いにまつわることについて話していきたいと思います。
So I feel like this is an important topic、はい、because when you're traveling, you want to be able to use the facilities correctly and comfortably.、
うん、そうですね。このトイレはさ、うん、もう失敗談もあるし、知っておきたいことの一つだよね。いろいろ旅行したりするときに。
Yeah. So here are the things that I often have to remind my partner and my friends who go to Japan、はい、when we're in other people's homes there is...You have to close the bathroom door after you're done.
そこね、結構一般的な知識になってきたんではないかなって思うけど、家の中のトイレの使い方の違いだね。について言うと、mm-hmm. 日本はトイレのドアを閉めることが多いよね。
Mm-hmm. Like when nobody's in there.
Yes, yes. そう。Yeah. トイレしました、終わりましたってなったらトイレのドアを閉めるんだよね。Mm-hmm. だけど、アメリカの場合は違うよね。
Yeah, so we leave our doors open typically、because it denotes that nobody's in it. Right? That's how you can tell if nobody's in the bathroom.
そうそうそう。だから、まあ、アメリカの場合はドアを開けてることが多いです。で、まあね、今ちーちゃんがその理由を言ってくれたけど、誰もトイレに入ってないよっていうことを示すためにも開けておいた方がいいってことだよね。Mm-hmm. I don't recall doing that at any time in our house. Of course, our family was Japanese and when we lived in the States, I guess our door was always shut.
Well, okay, so here's another key difference、mm-hmm. is...You go to the bathroom、mm-hmm. here in the States. You go to your bathroom for a million other reasons besides actually using the toilet.、
Right?
You go in there to shower. You go in there to wash your hands. You go in there to brush your teeth. You go in there to do your makeup. You、mm-hmm. go in there, right? So you're constantly kind of going in and out of your bathroom as you're getting ready in the morning, but not necessarily to use the toilet.
なるほどね。確かにアメリカのお家ってトイレとお風呂と洗面所が全部一緒の部屋だよね。
はいはい。Yeah, so it's like a room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.日本の場合はトイレ別だね。
Yeah. I actually really like the Japanese style toilet room, which is, it's an exclusive room just for the toilet. It doesn't have a sink.
Yes.
It doesn't have a counter. It's just the toilet that's in there.
Yes, just the toilet だよ。多分お家に一個しかないのが今までのノーマルなお家だったからだと思うんだよね。Mm. If somebody's in the bath, お風呂に入るからやっぱり日本は、
mm-hmm.
シャワーじゃなくてで入っちゃうじゃん。Mm-hmm. だから結構長い時間長風呂入ってる人がいてさ、その間にトイレ入りたかったらさ大変じゃん。
Yeah, absolutely.
そうそうそう。だから別になってるよね、大体ね。
Yeah, I think that's a big difference is that the toilet...is really just the toilet and then you know the bathrooms here contain mm-hmm, mm-hmm. double sinks, showers, everything else.
そうだよね。やっこ一つちーちゃんに聞きたいのはさ、 and so in Japan we have the normal 普通に座るトイレがあるじゃない？
はい。 Like the western style toilet.
Yes, the western style toilet. はい。だけどもう一つタイプがあって we have the traditional Japanese style toilet、mm-hmm. which I did not know how to use ですごい大変な思いしたんだけど did you have trouble using it or did someone teach you how to use it?
I don't remember ever not knowing how to use the squat Japanese style toilet.
あ、やっぱそうなんだ。
Yeah, and I think it's because we were going back frequently enough from such a young age、mm-hmm. so I don't really rememberNot knowing how to use it.
本当。まあきっとちっちゃい時に誰かが教えてくれたのかね。
Well, because my family lives, you know, in the countryside,、うん、initially, most of them had the Japanese style toilets.
ああ、そっかそっか。だからよく知ってたんだろうね。ヤコはさ、2年に1回日本に戻ってきて、 で、うん、I didn't know how to use it and nobody really taught me and so I sat on the Japanese toilet like you do in the Western style toilet.
Oh my goodness, did you really?
Yeah, like, あのね、トイレ、日本の和式って、地面にペタってついてる形が多分一般的だと思うんだけど、There are types that have one step.
Yes.
そこに乗っかってるタイプがあって、and so, you know, it was small but you could still kind of see yourself sitting on it.
I see.
Instead of squatting over it, right?
Uh-huh,
and so I sat on the rim of the toilet, which is very narrow, and it hurts your butt bones. But I didn't know otherwise, and so, そこに座ってさ、で、その後お母さんにさ、なんかあのトイレおかしかったみたいなこと、こういう感じ使ったんだけどって言ったら、I don't know if it was my mom or dad, but they said, いや、そうじゃないよ、やっこ何してんのみたいなことを言われて、That's how I learned how to use the Japanese toilet.
Oh, yeah. It's tricky. Like, if for folks that, you know, have never used it before, it's hard. You do have to kind of explain, this is how you use this toilet.
そうそうそう。
You face the, なんて言うんだろう、the,portion where the water comes out.
そうそうそうそう。
Ah, 違う違う。No, it's not. That's not right.
Really?
Because the water comes out from the other side.
そうだ。そうだ。そうだ。そうだ。
What's the little hood, the hooded part?
Yeah, the hood.
Okay. Okay. You face the hood of the toilet. And you squat over the toilet. And here's the other thing that I think people often get confused by is the toire no slippa.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where there's places where they have dedicated toilet slippers, which means that if you're already wearing slippers inside the home, you take them off outside of the bathroom. And then when you go into the toilet, you put on the toilet slippers, you do your business. And then when you leave the toilet slippers there.
Yes.
And then you put your house slippers back on. And so many times I think people forget to take off their toilet slippers or they don't really understand why their slippers there.
Yes.
それちょっと難しいと思う, I think for folks who don't know.
It's so complicated. そうやって聞くとさ、今のお家はあんまりそういう風になってないと思うんだよね。Of course, there are still some houses that have them. で、やっぱ間違えるんだろうね、みんなね。トイレ用のスリッパにはトイレって書いてあったりするんだよね。
Yeah, yeah. And they're always like the vinyl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The vinyl, ペタペタする。ちょっと気持ち悪いんだけど。
The other thing that I think a lot of folks don't know how to use is a washlet, because washlets are so common now.
ああ、まあね、もう。どこにでもあるよね、今日本には。でも、ちーちゃんはウォシュレット使う？
You know, I'm not a fan.
でしょ？やっこもね、あんまり使わないんだよね。
Yeah, so for folks who, you know, may not know what a washlet is, it's a very high-tech toilet seat. Oftentimes, it heats the toilet seat.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it has an automatic toilet lid lift.
Yes.
So when you walk in, the toilet lid just automatically opens. And then, it's a bidet. So it has a wand that comes out to wash you, to dry you.
So.
And there's also a button often that's the noisemaker button. So it'll sound like there's water running when there's not, just to cover up any toilet sounds that you don't want to hear.
So. It's called the Otohime. Yes.
It's the Otohime.
Yes.
Which means like noise princess.
Yes. Right? It's literally translated to noise princess. And it's only in the girls' bathroom, I think.
But I've seen them in home washlets.
Ah, so ne. There's a button along with the water squirting out buttons.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, just to explain here, like the reason why that was put in is because so many people would flush the toilet to cover the sound of them going to the bathroom, and it was wasting so much water.
So
this was an attempt to actually reduce water consumption, which I think is brilliant.
もう本当にね、やっこでも感じたよね。すごい、そのまだ乙姫がない時にさ、みんな水を流して、でさ、
はい、
やっこでも水がもったいないよって思って、
もったいないよね。
だから、I had a little rebellious thing that I did, which was 全く流すことをせずにさ、ブリブリとかさ、ジャーとかさ、わざともう大きい音でやって、これでいいんだよみたいな感じでやってた覚えがあるけど、yeah, it was a waste of water, and Otohime was a brilliant idea, so. But I think,because of that, there's so many buttons in the bathroom nowadays.
Oh my gosh. It's like, yeah, you feel like you're in a spaceship. So, like.
so. So for those of you who are traveling to Japan and don't know about these toilets that much, if you go into a public bathroom, you have the washlet, you have the otohime, and there's all these buttons. There's also an emergency button, and it goes directly to the emergency room, and so don't press that. そういう間違いが最近結構あるみたいだからね。
そうなんだ。Okay.
It's usually red or orange or some, you know, vivid colors.
Some bright, yeah. That says like, this is an emergency button. So, so, so. Okay, don't push the emergency button unless you have an emergency.
そうなんだ。じゃないと誰か飛んでくると思うからね。Somebody will come rushing at you to save you. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, the other water-saving feature that I actually really like that some of the toilets have in Japan is above the toilet tank where the water would fill is a spout where you can wash your hands with clean water. And then the water that you wash your hands with then goes into the tank, which then helps flush the toilet. So you're using the water twice, not just once.
Yes.確かにありますね、それ。なんて呼ぶのかよく知らないけど。そのちーちゃんがさ、2回お水を使うすごくブリリエントなアイディアみたいな感じで言ってくれるけど、I used to hate it.
Oh, why is that?
Because そのシンクがさ、トイレの背中にあるじゃない？あのタオルがないことが多いんだよね、そこに手を拭くタオルが。And so 手を洗うと、the water drips onto the seat.
Oh.
And the next person is like, oh, this is not clean みたいな感じで。
Oh, no, you totally need to have a towel there.
そう。だからタオルがないことが結構あったんで、タオルがあればね、好きだけど。
Yeah. You need towel and soap. Because I did find that sometimes there's not soap
Yes.
by this little sink. It almost looks like a little dentist sink
that's
on top of the toilet. But so we do need to provide both soap and towel so we can adequately wash our hands.
Please.
But yeah.
yes.
But it's also space saving because you don't need to have an additional sink in the bathroom.
Yes. 本当に日本のその狭いお家のならではのアイディアだと思うよね。でもそうやって考えるとさ、日本のトイレってなんかいろんなものがひっついてるけど、アメリカのトイレって何にもないよね。トイレとあとトイレットペーパーしかないよね。
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll see matches or candles that you can light to help get, you know, that sulfur when you light a match helps get rid of any toilet smells that you want to get rid of.
Oh my gosh, that's such a brilliant idea, though.
But typically, other than that, you don't see a lot. I mean, obviously, toilets here are in our bathrooms that often have showers and sinks and, you know, our vanities and things like that, so...
そうだよね。まあトイレの話ってさ、まだまだできるよね。
Oh my goodness, I feel like there's so much.
Yeah.
Especially because Japan has such fancy toilets.
いや、まあね、ヤコももう今となれば、やっぱ日本のトイレに慣れちゃってるからさ、トイレ自体は。だから綺麗なトイレじゃないとダメなんだよね。
Yeah, that's the one thing about traveling that makes it hard,
yes.
I think. Because, you know, not all countries have as good toilet cleaning etiquette.
そう。I remember, I think when we went to the swim meets, it was a couple hours from Seattle, I think.And there was a park and a pool there, and we had a meet there.
Mm-hmm.
But the toilets, they didn't have doors.
What?
Yeah. So I remember going to that toilet, and you can see all the people in there doing their business.
That's weird.
Yeah, なんか、え、こんなのもあるんだって思った記憶があるよ。
Okay, so let's be clear here.
Okay.
One, that's really, really rare. Uh-huh. However... Uh-huh.A lot of times in very public places like public parks, libraries, places like that, the doors are actually really small. So there's, you see a considerable amount of foot and then they don't come up very high. And the reason why, you know, is to help prevent drug use and other, you know, misuse of public toilets. So I know sometimes that...Folks who are traveling to the States, especially from Japan, feel very naked, if you will, because the door is so small, you know, and it's so visible. Yeah. So sometimes you'll see that in certain public places.
そうだね。まあ、あの、今、ヤコが言った、そのアメリカで見たドアがないところっていうのは、ちーちゃんが言う通り、アメリカではまずない感じのトイレだと思います。ちょっと珍しい感じのトイレだと思うんですけど、でもアメリカのトイレの特徴としては、ドアがちっちゃいことだよね。
Yes.
And, まあ、もちろん防犯のためだっていうことはわかるんだけど、でも、I want to ask you, ドアがちっちゃくて足が見えてる状態の時ってさ、パンツ下ろすじゃない？そのパンツは見えてても大丈夫なのかな？
Okay, this is something that I don't quite understand because when I go to the bathroom, if I'm wearing pants and underwear, I bring them down to my knees, but they don't go down to my ankles.
Oh! Ah, so you got it. なるほど。じゃあ、トイレに行ってズボンやパンツを下ろすときに膝まで下ろすけど、すねの方まで下ろさないってことだね。
Because it's kind of, you know, the floor can be gross.
まあ、そうなんだけど、あの、すねのとこで止まるようにはこう下ろすよね。I bring it down to my shin. It stops there, so it doesn't go to the ground.
Yeah, see, I stop at my knees.
Okay, okay. okay, that makes
And maybe
sense.
It's because I'm used to the American doors where you can see, you know, the bottom half of your legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. I see. That makes sense.そこまでしか下ろさないとだって見えないもんね。や結構下まで下ろすから、これみんなパンツ見えちゃうんじゃないのって思ってたけど、なるほど。
Well, okay, so this is where I was kind of confused. It's because, you know, I love cats and I follow a bunch of like cat lovers, Facebook groups and things like that, right? And so people will often take a picture of their cat.Sitting in their pants by their ankles when they're going to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Because cats will like want to crawl in there. And I'm like, why are your pants all the way down to your ankles? Like, I don't understand.
絶対下げてんだよ、アメリカの人も。多分。
I don't know. I think it's men.
Oh, okay, okay. 男の人か。
I don't know. I'm going to ask John. I want to get a second opinion on this because I don't think that ladies do tend to lower their pants all the way down to their ankles when they go to the bathroom.
なるほどね。We totally have to ask our listeners what they do because, I mean, if they're willing to share.
Yeah.
結構目から鱗つって、that's mind-blowing to know that you only pull it down to your knees.Oh, なるほどって感じだよね。Like, because I do understand that some places the floor is gross, right? And so I do have to be very careful to prevent my pants from touching the floor. And so, すねのとこで止めるんだけど、
はいはい、
落ちないように頑張るんだよね。Yeah, so there's a struggle there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, 皆さんどうしてるか聞きたいです。
Yeah, because, you know, there is a significant amount of difference between toilet etiquette in Japan versus the United States.
Yes.
So, yeah, let us know what you've learned. Let us know your experiences. You can always hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
はい、そうですね。まあ、トイレって自分のね、空間なんで、同じ国の人でも全然やり方違ったりすると思うんで、いろいろ皆さんシェアしていただけるようでしたら教えていただきたいなと思います。
Well, thank you all for listening in for our podcast today. We appreciate you and we look forward to speaking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。